Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on the call and to the mothers to be someday and to you out there who are willing to mother a child when that child needs a mother. The title of my sermon today is God's Love is the Treasure Hidden in the Field of a Mother's Love. And the scripture reading that explains what the title is all about is Matthew 13, verse 44. So please turn with me to Matthew chapter 13, and I'll give you a minute. Matthew chapter 13, and we're going to just read one verse, verse 44. Amen. So the word of God says, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had, and he bought that field. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Think about these words. Amen. If you went out today and you saw a field that was for sale that you could afford to buy, and it seemed like such an ordinary field. In fact, there are fields just like it everywhere you look. But then someone tells you there is buried treasure in that field, and you dig it up and you discover that it's true. There is treasure worth much more than it costs to buy that field. What would you do? You would go and sell everything you had, right? Everything you needed to sell to take the money and go and buy that field. And see, that's what God is telling us is going on in our lives right now. Right now, at this moment, there are a lot of people who see something that's so precious. It's unimaginable how precious it is. It's so precious that it's basically something that is worth more than all the gold in the world, and yet they see it and they take it for granted, right? And that's their mother. That's the love of a mother. See, a lot of people see it and say, no big deal. Everybody has a mother. You know, but they can dig deeper, right, and see that there's a treasure inside of a mother's love, right? Everybody who has eyes to see is going to be able to see that inside of a mother's love is something that God has placed there to motivate us, to get us to learn about love. In fact, God loves us, and he wants us to be a new creation that can love him back the way he loves us, and he uses a mother's love to produce this in us. And you might ask, you know, where does it say this in the Bible, right? Well, let's talk about the greatest commandment of the law. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and all the prophets hang on these two commandments. So what God is saying is that everything in Scripture is all about learning how to love God and to love one another, but first and foremost and above all, loving God. Why is love so important, you might ask? What's so special? Isn't love just an emotion? But the Bible says no. Love is a substance that you need to live inside of in order to live eternally with God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 13, it says, this is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his spirit. That's 1 John chapter 4, verse 13. I'm going to read down to 16. It says, and we have seen and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in them. Praise the Lord. The word of God is telling us that in order to have the relationship that is the relationship that represents true life, you know, we have physical life and this life in this world is going to end. But there's a life that goes on forever that basically is about eternal life. And that's the life where you have a relationship with God that's based on love. And if you live in love, this is a beautiful passage that says, whoever lives in love lives in God. You got to be in it. You got to live in it. And that's what a mother's love teaches you. You know, you literally come out of being inside your mother's womb. And you learn about love from being inside your mother's womb, right? And that's going to be kind of love. And we're going to get into that more. But it says, you know, you got to live in love to live in God. And when you do this, God is in you because God is love. If we do not learn what love is in this life, and if we do not learn how to love, then there is no eternal life for us. At the end of this life, our souls will be lost forever if we do not learn how to love the way God loves. If we do not get God's love in us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19, just a few verses down, says, we love because he loved us first. Whoever Amen. Claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Amen. And how does God teach us to love? Well, I'm going to add a layer to this verse and say, if we have not learned to love our mothers, and yet we say we love God, we're not just a liar. We're a double dog, down, dirty, low down, dirty liar. I mean, if you haven't learned how to love your mother, I mean, there's basically, right now there's no hope for you. Until you learn how to love your mother the way God has taught us, you are a double dog, low down, dirty, down, dirty, down, dog, doggone liar. You can't love God if you haven't learned how to love your mother. You can't learn how to love God unless you've learned the lesson of how you were born into this world by someone who sacrificed and bled for you, whose name is your mother. There are so many lessons about loving God that start with loving our mothers. Our mothers teach us what love is all about, and ultimately they teach us how to love God. Now, this is not Father's Day, so we'll get to fathers later. Our fathers literally teach us how to respect and honor God and how not to get too informal with God. Let me tell you, people, when they talk to their mothers, sometimes they take them for granted. They talk back to them, you know. But with fathers, right, fathers teach us that there's got to be some relationship to God that where we have some honor and respect. But we'll get to that in Father's Day, on Father's Day. Our mothers teach us that you've got to love your parents. You've got to love them. Love them unconditionally. You got to love them. They're not perfect, but you got to love them anyhow. Now, God is perfect, but can you love your imperfect mother and your imperfect father? You got to learn how to do that by watching your mother. There's a beautiful song about this called No Charge from Shirley Caesar. And I'm gonna and that song is most of my sermon. So I'm gonna read the song. Every now and then I'm gonna break out into some singing, but I'll try to hold myself back. I'll try to restrain myself. But
Amen.
But it's such a beautiful song. This song teaches us what the Word of God is teaching us. It says, and this is a song by Shirley Caesar called No Charge. It says, my sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he had been writing on, and after wiping her hands on an apron, she took the letter in her hand, and she read it, and this is what it said. It said, for mowing the lawn, $5, and for making up my own bed this week, $1, for going to the store, 50 cents, and playing with my little brother while you were shopping, 25 cents. And taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, the mother looked at him standing there expecting, and 1,000 memories began to flash through her mind. So she picked up the pen, and she turned the letter over. This is what she wrote on the other side to that little boy. For 9 months, I carried you, growing inside of me, no charge. For the night, I sat up with you, doctored you and prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there is no charge. When you add it all up, The full cost of my love, no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For the advice and knowledge, for the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys and the food and the clothes, and for wiping your nose, there's no charge. And when you add it all up, the full cost of my love is no charge. And after that, the mother finished talking so to the little boy, and the little boy looked up at her with great big old tears in his eyes. And he said, "Mama, I sure do love you." And then he reached out and he got the letter back from her and he turned it over and he wrote in big old words on the back, "Paid in full." And the song ends, "When you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge."
Amen.
Praise God, the boy in that song. And I hope my bad singing didn't make it hard for you to understand what the song was about. But praise God, the boy in that song was taught a lesson, a profound lesson that he hadn't learned until that day. He probably liked his mom. He liked her. He devoted to her maybe, but he didn't know how to love her. Because on that day, he learned that what love is something that involves grace. And he learned how to extend grace to his mother, right? He learned that love is about grace when you say that there is no charge. He learned that love is about understanding that the price may be high. And the mother is still paying the price, but she still says no charge. Because in grace, you know, in grace there is no charge. When the child later learned that the same thing is true about Jesus, that Jesus paid a high price in order to rescue us, but that there is no charge. When we learn later that Jesus paid it all so we could be bought at a price out of Satan's clutches, but the price for this freedom from sin in Christ is no charge. God planned to deliver us into this world through our mothers, and we come into this world, into a world that wants to teach us to live for ourselves, into a world that wants to teach us to live selfishly and self-righteously and to live at odds with God, loving only ourselves and not putting God first. That's the world that we live in. But into this world, God delivered us through our mother's womb into hands that continue to tell us there's no charge for the love of the mother. Through the sacrifice and the pain of the birth process, there's no charge to the love of the mother. Through the pain of the birth that the mother went through the blood she had to shed to deliver that body, that little baby's body, into this world, there's no charge. To be delivered into this world and into a mother's love, there's no charge. And just as we are later delivered from the wickedness of this world by what Jesus did on the cross, by the sacrifice, by the pain, and by the blood that he shed, there's no charge. In Revelation 12, verses 1 through 5, we read this. It says, "There is a great sign, and it appeared in the heaven. It was a woman clothed with the sun, and with the moon under her feet, and a crown of 12 stars on her head." This is chapter 12, verses 1 through 5, I'm reading. In verse 2, it says, "She was pregnant, and she cried out in pain as she was about to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven, an enormous red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns on its head. Its tail swept a third of the stars out of the sky and flung them to the earth. The dragon stood in front of the woman who was about to give birth so that it might devour her child the moment he was born. She gave birth to a son, a male child, who will rule all the nations with an iron scepter. And her child was snatched up to God and to his throne." And this verse, this is an amazing verse, because what this is doing is it's telling us how God sends us into this world, right, through a mother who's there to protect us until we are delivered into God's hands. You got to understand it. Now, the verse is specifically about Israel. Israel, the 12 stars on the head of this mother were the 12 tribes of Israel. Israel was a mother that was entrusted to preserve and protect God's word. Because of their love for the word, they protected that testament. They protected all those books of the Bible, all of those scriptures that predict and tell us about the coming child, about the Messiah. They protected it. They weren't perfect. They did all kinds of rebellion, and they did all kinds of things wrong, but they protected the word of God, and they delivered that word. And unto us, right, the word came, right? The word that was made flesh and dwelt among us. That word that came, that was birthed from the tribes of Israel, was birthed into this world to deliver all of us from our sins, to protect all of us. And they, the people of Israel, were a mother who were there to protect that word until it could be delivered into the hands of God. And in the same way, each of us has a mother who is a part of God's plan for creation. His plan is to have that child protected by his mother's womb and then by his mother's love, and to hopefully to bathe that child in love so the mother's love will help the child keep their eyes on the ultimate goal of God, which is that we will learn how to love. We'll learn how to love God and to love each other by looking at how our mothers love us. So our mothers are a perfect vehicle, a perfect vessel, a perfect place for God to entrust us until that child is born and delivered. And we have to be born again to be delivered into the hands of God. We have to understand that the process is a spiritual process, that for Jesus, he had to give up his life in order to ultimately fulfill the ultimate goal of love, right? He had to die to himself. He had to be nailed to the cross in order to show us what love is. He had to bleed and die in order to be sacrificed so that we would all understand that love requires that we give up ourselves. We give up the self. We turn away from the self. And we ultimately die to the self to live for God. And so Jesus did that, and on the cross, where Satan thought he was destroying God's love, he was just promoting it. He was just making it higher than all the heavens. He was just putting Jesus into all of our hearts by giving us a chance to see how much God loves us, by giving us a chance to see that he was willing to pay it all because he loved us. He was willing to pay it all. Mm-hmm. You remember how I started the sermon, right, with Matthew 13. When a merchant saw that there was something in a field, he went out and he bought it. He paid everything he had to buy it. Jesus paid it all. I'm going to go back to Matthew chapter 13 and read verse 45, where it says again, the kingdom of heaven. This is the next verse after the verse we read before. In Matthew 13, verse 44, now it goes on. In verse 45, it says, and again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and he sold everything he had and he bought it. He paid it all for that fine pearl. And I want to tell you right now, each mother is a fine pearl of great value. God has given each one of us a wonderful pearl, a wonderful pearl who is our mother. And if we don't love them and honor them the best way we can, if we don't sacrifice for them, then we're not only dishonoring and not loving them, we're dishonoring and we're not loving God. And God has said that if we don't love them, we're casting our pearls to the swine. You see, what Satan wants is for you to take those special moments of love that happen in your life and to toss them away and say you don't care because you're only here for yourself. You're only living for yourself. But when you learn what love is, when you learn what a mother's love is, you learn it's not about the self. It's something else. It's all about sacrifice. And you make the devil a liar by telling your mother that you love her. You make the devil a liar by today telling your mother that you appreciate every sacrifice that she made for you and telling her thank you and telling God, thank you for my mother. And you got to go to her like that little boy. And because of the grace of God and what she paid, you got to say, it's all paid in full. And you got to say, Jesus paid it all. I'm going to end this sermon with Ephesians 3:14 through 21. It says, for this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, you may have power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and how long and how high and how deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now unto him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all the generations, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I pray that that the word was uplifting to all the mothers and to everyone that was in spirit of this word. Can we continue to keep our phones on mute for just one more moment? Thank you so much. Thank you, Pastor Shaw, for such an awesome word. And I pray that the Lord replenish you so that you will have much more to give to God's people. I thank everyone for being on this call once again, and a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers on this call and those that are expecting to be mothers in the near future.
Amen.
I also thank my wife and wish her a happy Mother's Day. I saved the best for last. What an awesome word that was. That God, because of God's grace, there is no charge. And all the work that the mothers put in throughout the years, there is no charge for the work in which they have done for the many children that they raise. And today we heard an amazing word from our pastor to let us know that it is because of the grace of God that there is no charge. It is because of his grace that he has saved us, and not by any work that we have done. And as a custom, we would have asked, if we were standing in a sanctuary, if there is one who does not know Christ as Lord and Savior, that person would come to the front or raise their hand and, you know, to acknowledge that they want to know Christ as Lord and Savior. If you would like to do so, we will provide you with numbers so that you can call one of the elders and we can go through that step with you. And for those that know Jesus and maybe have walked away, walking in a different way from the Lord, the opportunity is always there to come back to him. Because we are reminded that his word says that he is always married to the backslider. So that opportunity is available to you, and the cost of that is no charge. It is by his grace that you can come back to him. Amen?
And
I believe also that we have done all that we have been called to do on this day. As our former pastor would have said, there is always room for improvement. So we may have left a little bit on the table, but we believe that God wants you to hear something and take that away so that you can further your walk with him. As we continue to go through the Say Help, I remind you to continue to give thanks to the many mothers among us, and for those that have lost their mothers, and for those that are for those who don't have their mother with them, we pray for you and pray that God continue to watch over you in this time. If there is nothing else, I believe in our announcement, Sister Michelle did say that there's a way in which you can send your tithes and offering to the church so that we can continue to function as a body of believers. If you have need of such, we can send that out to you. If nothing else, Pastor Shaw, do you want to say anything else?
Nope, just happy Mother's Day. Praise the Lord.
And remember to stay on, the members stay on the line after your prayer.
Okay, amen. Thank you, Sister Michelle. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you for another amazing day, a day in which your grace has been poured out upon us. A day in which your mercies also has been there for us from the rising of the sun until the going down there. Father, we thank you for all that you allow us to be a part of. Everything, Almighty God, that you have done thus far, we give you praise and thanks. And as we continue throughout this day, God, we thank you for the blessings that you have set before us. And Father, we also especially thank you for the many mothers that are among us. We ask your blessings upon them. Continue to strengthen them, O Father, as only you can, as we give you praise and glory for them. Father, we thank you for every man, woman, boy, and girl who participated in this service, whether they were silent or whether they had something to say. Father, we ask your blessing upon each household, also, mighty God. Oh, mighty God, go into those households and sweep as only you can. Sweep out what does not need to be in there, and pouring your blessing upon that house. God, we thank you for such. As Father, we now ask your blessing upon the offering and the tithes that will be sent to your storehouse. We thank you and we praise you for every giver. For your word reminds us, God, you love a cheerful giver. We thank you, Father, and until we all meet again, we praise and we bless your holy name. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.